This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
You bet it is, and thank you very much to Philippa for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another bulletin of 882-6PR News. Welcome to Talking Property from our good friends brought to us by Summit Homes, our good friends. Summitprojects.com.au are providing $100 cash-a-rooney for one of our listeners today. To qualify, you've got to give us a call on 9-22-11-882. You can send a text, won't qualify for the prize, but we'll certainly answer your question. If we can, 19999 677, and you can also send an email to harvey@6pr.com.au. Welcome to the program. We've got a couple of very special guests in today. Being a long weekend, of course, no sign of Rob Druitt. He's out. Is he crayfishing again? Hayden Groves, president of Rewa.
Harvey, he's gone to Lancelin, I understand.
Has he?
Yeah, he's gone Lancelin. So for the long weekend, which is tremendous. And I did not feel the when I woke up this morning. I saw the wind blowing, wind howling, the rain drumming against my bedroom window. I didn't feel sorry for him at all.
No, I've got to be nice to him, because when he goes crayfishing, I usually slips one.
You get special treatment.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, I deserve it. And our other special guest today from De Freitas and Ryan, and they're great supporters of this radio station. As you know, 10% of the letting fee, flat fee for you, if you're with De Freitas and Ryan, is Kaylee Holmes. Hello, Kaylee. How are you going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, tell us a bit about you yourself, Kaylee, and get right on that microphone there.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So, originally, I'm from England, obviously. I'm a pommy. Come over here a couple of years ago.
10-pound pom? No, that's finished, isn't it?
Yeah, those days
that's
are gone.
Finished. Yeah, come over here about 4 years ago, my husband and my daughter.
Yeah.
Into real estate, always been into real estate. We started working with Rod and Miguel a couple of years ago, and they've offered to open up a sixth office up in Wanneroo with them. And alongside my husband, we run that office doing sales and property management.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, pretty tough market to open a new business at the moment.
Well, I was going to say, it's about the last industry you'd open a new business in at the moment. Have you found any, I mean, let's be honest, everyone's struggling in the industry.
It is. It's a tough industry, but we have sort of hit the ground running. We've got a lot of managements coming in. We've got some sales on the board as well. So we're doing okay. We're floating and we're growing as well, which is really good.
Good for you, Kaylee. We find that whenever there's an established, particularly established areas where there's established regime of property managers and established sales agents in those particular area, a new player comes into town, it's actually really good because everybody has to lift their game because the new player's pretty hungry to try and break into the market.
Well, competition's friendly, but it's also good. So it's good for the industry. Everybody lifts the game.
It's very important. That's why it's so important to support Rewa.com, in fact, because we can't just have it all in one camp.
Get in nice and early with your questions. Property management, of course, can be handled by both our experts here. They're both property managers, so we're lucky in that respect. But any other queries you've got in any other aspect of real estate, give us a call. Maybe you might want to know a little bit about negative gearing.
Happy to talk about that, Harvey.
You are, of course, because you have in the newspaper this morning. Now, before we go any further, we have raised this subject on the show quite a few times ever since the profile of both of the major political parties who are shaping up for the world's most boring election. And
I don't think we're even halfway through the campaign, you know. We must be getting close.
It's absolutely shocking. I mean, it's so boring. But anyway, I mean, it'll probably even get more boring. Anyway, it's on July the 2nd, and that can't come quick enough. And ever since then, we've learnt about the respective parties' policies on negative gearing, we've had comment on the program. We are not politically biased, we're just stating the facts, and they are.
Well, that's right, Harvey. I mean, I think the problem with this debate so far, I think, has been that it is the poles apart position that both parties have taken. One saying we're just going to keep it exactly the way it is, so the status quo prevails, and the other party is saying fundamentally we're going to completely remove it. But we're going to completely remove it only for established property. Now, I think that is unfortunate because the whole premise of the policy about changing negative gearing from its current format is around affordability and the discussion around affordability. Now, of course, what's happened, we've seen in the eastern states, Sydney market in particular, very strong and rapid growth in their markets. And, of course, there's now discussion around first home buyers being closed out, mum and dad buyers being closed out of those markets because of very strong investment activity. They're always cyclic, these things. You know, if you look at the Perth market, the Adelaide market, to a lesser extent the Brisbane market, Tasmania, you know, really these are areas, the rest of Australia is here still, and we're not actually growing at all. In fact, the Perth market's not growing at all. It's in retraction at the moment. So if you take if it's about affordability and it's in response to one particular area of any of a given market around Australia, it's very dangerous policy because it's not a holistic view. Yeah. And in fact, given that the policy will allow negative gearing for new buildings, new homes, all it's going to do is push all the investors into the same markets where first home buyers are traditionally buying. So it actually won't affect affordability at all. So,
well, it does. It affects it in this way. It puts more pressure on government housing, and of course, eventually the cycle, the circle, if you like, correctly describe it, still comes back to bite the taxpayer in the bum, doesn't it?
Well, I think the exactly right, and I think the state governments should be very concerned about it because, as you so rightly point out, Harvey, that tenants, there's about 30% of the population that will always rent. That hasn't changed for decades. It hasn't been whilst the great Australian dream, of course, of owning your own home and having your own backyards where you can raise your family is alive and well, the problem is that most 30% of it's not a problem at all. In fact, 30% of us will still continue to rent.
Yeah.
And if we continue to do that, most of those tenants will want to live in and around city centres and close to where they're working, close to where they're recreating. So if you're suddenly taking out all of the investors into the future from those inner city areas, it's inevitable that rents will rise in those areas because supply will get short. And then
that puts pressure on social housing.
Pressure on social housing. And so, yeah, so look, I think we should have a sensible debate about negative gearing. And in fact, at the Institute, what we're doing at REWA now is where if you go onto REWA.com, you'll get a pop-up window which will ask you to participate in a survey. So members of the public can participate in a survey about what negative gearing might mean to them. And then from that information, we'll be able to feed that to the political parties and say, look, this is what the public think about it. Because that's, I think, that been missing from this debate so far. It's all been very highly politically charged, and it's very unfortunate that the discussion around negative gearing at the moment is happening right in the middle of an election campaign where, of course, both sides are just trying to win political points. So we should have if it's too generous, if it's decided that the negative gearing provisions as they stand right now are considered too generous, well, let's have a discussion about that.
Yeah.
But don't just chop it off at the knees and expect it not to have a detrimental impact to our businesses.
Because in the past it was chopped off at the knees, and it just proved to be a very silly decision. And whichever government was in, I can't remember, but they pulled a hamstring to reinstate it. Yeah. To get things back to what they used to be, because it was just it wasn't working.
Well, the rents in Perth and Sydney went skyrocketed. In Perth, in about a year, they almost doubled rents during that time. Now, of course, they were coming from a very low base, but still, it doesn't matter. It still really impacted, particularly in the Perth market. So it will be very interesting. I don't think, in fact, I'd even go so far as I'd hope that whoever wins, whichever side wins on July the 2nd, I think we should sit down and have a genuine discussion.
A grown-up discussion.
Yeah, where negative gearing can be played with. Mm. Certainly 80% of investors who own residential property, they own one property, and it's a mum and dad type. They aspire to own another one. Generally speaking, things like children and school fees get in the way of that happening, and they tend not to ever own another one. But if you start tinkering with that and disincentivising mum and dad investors to secure their future, you've got problems socially in terms of how our housing system actually works. So you can't just pull one lever, one part of it, tinker with it, and not to expect to have it an impact on other parts of it. So it needs to be a holistic view.
Correct. Well spoken. 9221882. We've got a clear board at the moment, so a good time to get in, and our experts in the studio can devote a fair bit of time to answering your question. It doesn't happen when you ring it a minute and a half to 10 o'clock. Now, you would not have... You might have heard this. Did you hear the program last week?
Heard a bit.
Okay, you might have remembered this. I've got another email here. We have. Last week, I emailed in regards to selling my house in Ellenbrook, which has been on the market for 11 months now and still no offers. We had it on the market starting... There wasn't a lot of detail last week, and this person has... Who's it from? Milton. He's now provided a bit more detail. Thanks, Milton, for that. We had it on the market starting at $595K, then dropped it three times to now offers over $539K. So that's what, about 70? They've pulled it in three stages. It's a 4x2 with a study, large alfresco, solar panels, and lots more. A 713 square metre block, pretty good.
Yeah, nice size.
We've been using the same real estate person during this period, and her contract expired 5 months ago. Any suggestions or ideas on what next steps to try? We don't want to rent it out as we bought in Bassendean and need to renovate with the equity from the sale of the Ellenbrook property. Do you think the new rapid bus system proposed by the end of the year, pardon me for chuckling, might help matters? We don't want to wait another year hoping for this rapid system to rely to help sell our house. I think rapid systems are probably a misnomer.
It's quite ironic. It's not quite ironic, isn't it? Rapid transit, yes.
I'd put a zero on that one there if I were you.
Look, you know, of course, we're chuckling, of course, because this has been debated around whether it was going to be a bus, whether it was going to be a train. So I think the residents...
We've been whinging for 5 years, more than that probably, 6-7 years about that.
So it might happen, Harvey. You never know.
Could do.
You never know. One day you might wake up and you'll have a bus going past your window.
Mate, I hope I'm not sort of too old and grey to actually catch the damn thing when it finally gets there.
Well, if it is rapid, nothing of the train. If it is rapid, you'll be running after it.
Exactly right. So what do you reckon?
Look, I think the trouble at the moment in this market is that, particularly during this election campaign, and we've done some research around this at the Institute, you end up generally, people tend to hold when there's an election campaign pending. They put on hold their decisions. Whether or not there's a policy setting within either party that might affect them. They just tend to wait and see what the outcome is before they actually tend to do anything. So that's one of the problems that Milton has, but also the market more broadly. Supply levels are actually quite good at the moment. They're only sitting around 15,000 listings in the metropolitan area, and they're not moving much, which is great because we were worried that we were going to see a breakout in supply in the market, and that's not happened. But for every sale that's happening right now, Harvey, there's still 18 properties on the market. So that's Milton's problem, is that he's competing with a lot of other stock on the market. And unfortunately...
A lot of sale out that way too, of course.
And if you break it all down, if you take all of the things around real estate promotion and marketing property and selling property, there's two main factors that you really need to focus on. It's marketing and price. You don't know if your price is right unless your marketing is good. They're less because they still relate to presentation's really critical, absolutely. But it still relates to your price.
Yeah, it does. What I'm a little bit confused about is that apparently the contract with this the current agent, I presume she's still the current agent, expired 5 months ago. So I wonder whether or not...
You can't act on behalf of an owner unless you have a valid authority in place.
Exactly. So I wonder what's your advice there? Maybe switch real estate agents just to freshen it up, I suppose?
Look, have a look at the authority, because it could be... Look at the small print, because it could be that the authority, if it's not a standard real estate institute authority, it could be that they've got their own sort of authority, which as an agent you can, whether you're a member or not of the institute. And it could be that there's an open authority that allows them to continue to act for them. But it's probably an open authority, not an exclusive, which means that you can at any time decide to change agent. And look, occasionally changing an agent, it's hard to do that for the, you know, the agents, poor agents spent 9 months or 10 months working hard trying to get the sale. Look, that's just business. You know, if you get tipped out, well, and somebody else comes along and sells it for you and sells it, well, you know, even though to a buyer perhaps you introduced 3 months earlier, it can be heartbreaking as an agent, but that's just goes with the territory. Exactly right.
All right, now Celia I'm not sure where Celia's from, but she's going to ask us a question about buying off the plan in a few minutes.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness is all about helping you live well and stay well. One of the country's best-known medical practitioners, Dr. Sally Coburn, now features on the show and can help you. And every week, we now take your calls and answer your questions.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness, now at the new time of 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
At Pain Away, it's about the pain, the whole pain and nothing but the pain. It's now easier to use Pain Away when you're on the go with the new Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion. It doesn't matter where you are, at the beach, the golf course, the bowling green, even on holidays, everyday Australians to elite professional athletes are now using our easy-to-apply Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion.
Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion is available in all leading pharmacies.
It's pain relief for when you're on the go.
Always read the label. Use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
If you love your chook, here's where to look. It's a down-down.
It's a down-down.
Coles Fresh RSPCA approved whole chicken, just $4 a kilo every day.
It's a down-down.
Every little piece, it tastes so delish. Steam fried or roasted.
It's
fresh whole chicken, just $4 a kilo every day.
It's a down-down.
At Coles.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss a Black & Decker 4-piece toolkit for just $99. That's half price. It's an 18-volt cordless kit including power drill driver, circular saw, reciprocating saw and flashlight, along with two 1.5 amp hour batteries, a charger and carry bag, all for only $99. That's four tools plus accessories now half price at just $99. But be quick, at just $99 for a Black & Decker 4-piece toolkit, when they're gone, they're gone. Only at Masters.
Halving of a massive half-yearly clearance on now with 50 months interest-free store-wide. Hurry in for huge clearance deals on furniture, bedding, technology, entertainment, home appliances, carpets and flooring. Buy now and take advantage of 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2020. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
If you live on a block with your house at the front and not much out the back, you've probably thought about developing. Building a property to sell or rent is an excellent investment, but there's always the barrier of the second mortgage. We can fix that.
Damien!
While New Choice develops and builds on your block, they'll cover the cost of your second mortgage. Barrier gone.
Nice work, Damien!
So what's stopping you now? NewChoiceDevelopments.com.au. Conditions apply.
Four-day sale now on, this Friday to Monday only. Up to 50% off. Hurry to your nearest showroom today or visit doorsplus.com.au.
Doors Plus, no fuss.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And thanks to our good friends at Summit Homes through their Summit Projects division. We have $100 to give away to one of our listeners at the end of the show today. Summitprojects.com.au if you want to know more about that part of the Summit Homes operation. Hello, Celia. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, that's okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Celia.
Now, I have a question with regard. I'm going to take this off hands free. Wait a second. I have a question with regard to buying a small apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, off the plan. And it relates to the fact that it's only 70 square metres,
mm-hmm.
Which is just enough, I think. And the fact that I have a contract, it seems to be a fairly generic contract. It doesn't relate specifically to this development. But I've had it in the hands of a friend who was a solicitor or still is, but not practicing,
mm-hmm.
who's had a look and says that it's very weighted towards the seller.
Funny that.
Surprise, surprise.
And one of the points that sticks out is the fact that they can make it up, you know, 5%, up to 5% smaller, which is 3.5 square metres, roughly.
Yes.
Which is then making it, for me, I think, unviable, and that's without any form of compensation to me. If it goes over that, then that percentage, say if it was 6%, they would give you 1% off the buying price, which is ridiculous. There's a number of other things. That's just one point I'm making. So I guess my question is there someone who deals specifically with these types of contracts, like a firm I could go to have them, you know, take it? Because there's a number of paragraphs or whatever that I believe need to come out of it that I wouldn't. I would never sign a contract.
You need a lawyer, basically.
Well, you do. Celia, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about it? The first thing is, the first question I have is, you've signed the contract or are you considering buying?
Considering buying. I'm looking into all the options on it because mainly because it's a very short distance, a few doors basically from where I live now in my same community, and it's in a very good position. The locality's very good.
Yeah.
It's just that I have reservations and I'm very pedantic sort of person. I want to check everything, so I wanted to know the size of everything, the size of the trough in the laundry, the size of this
good
and
on
that.
You. That's the way.
Yeah, it's absolutely essential that you do that, Celia, and I hope everybody else that's out there listening takes a leaf out of your book, because unfortunately what tends to happen is a lot of people who are buying off the plan, they get sold by the glitz and glamour of the promotional material that is being presented to them. They look at the size of the apartment, as the example that you're giving now, and unfortunately, the generally speaking, what happens is when these developments are promoted, not all the time, there's some fantastic developers out there that don't do this, where they display the size of the lots using architectural drawings as opposed to what will be on the final strata plan. So they're using the strata plan, or are they using the architectural drawings?
They're using the architectural drawings, but they're saying that you can't rely on that.
No, well, the architectural drawings.
No recourse.
The architectural drawings, I can almost, not always, but I can almost guarantee you that the architectural drawings will reveal the lot, the size of the apartment being larger than it actually ends up being. Not by much, but that's why they've got that 5% variation in there.
Well, that's dishonest, isn't it?
Well,
it's not dishonest if it's in the contract. It's up to you to read the contract.
Yeah, I think it's not dishonest if they're saying, well, we're using architectural drawings, but it's sometimes a little-known fact that architectural drawings, generally speaking, are showing sizes that are end up being quite a bit smaller. So just be mindful of that. Just give a plug to my friends at MDS Legal, who've Paul Donovan, who's appeared on this show.
M for Mary, D for Don, S for Sam.
That's right, MDS Legal. They are the Real Estate Institute's, WA's preferred lawyers, and they're very good at property matters, and certainly I think they'd be very happy to speak with you about your questions that you have.
Paul Donovan is an extremely good operator. the good news, by the way, it might sound like a bit of doom and gloom, Celia, but the good news is that you're in the driver's seat, really, because of the state of the market at the moment. You get someone like Paul to rejig your contract. Mm. You take that, present that to the vendor, and they won't want to miss out on a sale.
Well, the developer, that's right.
No, they're in a position where they need to sell four before they can commence.
Yeah, that's right.
And I believe I am in the driver's seat, but I believe under this contract I would lose.
Yeah.
I'd be back in the boot, actually, if I signed it. I've only told you one thing, but there's a number of others, and there's no recourse for me. I can't rely on anything the agent said to me or anything they've told me if it doesn't turn out to be that way, they don't comply what they say.
I think, Celia, certainly the developer wants to make sure that the product that they're delivering to market is the best they possibly can. Otherwise, they get a poor reputation and, they struggle for future business and those sorts of things. So, but look, these contracts are probably being developed at a time when the market was pretty strong and pretty buoyant, where people were prepared to take those compromises. But now things have changed. Perhaps the developer would be, happy to look at changing that contract for you and perhaps others as well. So all the best with it, Celia.
Yeah, good on you, Celia. Thank you. Good call. Adam of Armidale. Oh, here we go.
Oh, fabulous.
Hey, dispute, Adam. Our favourite topic. Hello, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Adjacent property for me, the fence room question, is a housing department home.
Mm-hmm.
They've sent me a letter saying that they want to replace 21 metres of fencing, which is the old Super 6.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me it's specialist, they want to change the colour bond. I've read all the literature, and that basically, and there's a tree on their side which has pushed the fence over. But it said right at the very end of the form that I got from the council, the Department of Housing doesn't follow the same rules as normal people. Is that correct?
They'd be still bound by the Dividing Fences Act, wouldn't they?
Look, they are still bound by the Dividing Fences Act, and certainly they have to behave in a manner that is consistent with that. But also, there's certain provisions that they, for example, the three strikes and you're out rule that they can have, whereas most real estate agents don't have that, or owners rather don't have that opportunity. Look, what's the issue, Adam? Are they saying that they need you to pay for half the fence?
Well, there's a tree on their side which is actually leaning over my fence and pushing the fence, which has broken it in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
They want to replace the whole colourbond fence, which, from what I've read, is a new structure.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it can be repaired.
Okay. Well, I think that's reasonable. I mean, if they're Because if the fence is still largely intact, and the one of the owners, well, in this case the department, wants to replace the whole fence, really, I think they can't force you to pay for half the entire fence.
How hard is it to remove the tree, by the way, in the meantime?
It's a gum tree. And they want me to pay for half the tree as well.
Oh, that's a bit rich.
What, to remove the tree or cut it back so it doesn't keep pushing the fence over? You'd have to be removed, yeah.
Yeah. Look, Adam, you don't... I'd certainly not be inclined just to accept that as a...
It's not your tree.
Yeah, and possibly look at getting a fencing contractor out himself to give him a bit of advice. Come and have a look.
I've rang out our council and they sent out a senior compliance health guy, and he told me it's not asbestos. The fence is... structurally sound, it just needs two panels replaced.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just hold your ground, Adam, with it, with the department. They're trying to get you to pay for half of what they're trying to tidy up their property by putting in a more lower maintenance fence.
But the point is, it's not just half the cost of the fence, it's half the cost of getting rid of the tree. Well, that's not cheap, by the way.
That's they're just having a lend, I reckon. They're trying it on, Adam, to see if you'll say yes without arguing about it.
That's what I told the missus.
Yeah, you're spot on. Good on you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Get back to us. Let's know how you get on, mate.
I shall. Thank you.
Good on you, Cobber. 9221882 is our number. We've got room on the board for you right now. You can send us a text, 19999677, and the best email is harvey@6br.com.au.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
The Toyota Rumour File.
To celebrate 50 years of Corolla in Australia, we're giving away the yet-to-be-released Toyota Corolla Hybrid Hatch. On road and valued at around $30,000. It's the first of our two Toyota vehicle prizes for this year.
We're drawing the winner of the all-new Corolla Hybrid Hatch on June 24.
The Toyota Rumour File. Weekday mornings after 7 and 8 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
Thanks to Toyota WA and 882 6PR.
At Woolworths, we're dropping regular prices across the meat department. Like Australian beef regular mince large tray, price dropped from $9.99 a kilo to $8 a kilo. Just one of the prices we've dropped at Woolworths. And we'll keep working hard to drop prices for you.
This Sunday in the all-new Escape, it's the ultimate family holiday bucket list. From eating gelato in Italy to white-knuckle action on Australia's highest roller coasters, these are the unforgettable trips you and the kids need to go on. Only in the Sunday Times.
If you live on a block with your house at the front and not much out the back, you've probably thought about developing. Building a property to sell or rent is an excellent investment, but there's always the barrier of the second mortgage. Well, New Choice Developments can fix that. While New Choice develops and builds on your block, they'll cover the cost of your second mortgage. So with that barrier out of the way, now's the time to see what potential your block has with a free assessment from the development experts at New Choice. newchoicedevelopments.com.au. Conditions apply.
Experience a burlesque extravaganza with Cabaret de Paris, bringing the glamour of Paris to His Majesty's Theatre with showgirls, aerial artists, illusionists and more. Cabaret de Paris, June 24 and 25. Tickets through Ticketmaster.
A House of Wellness health update.
There are few supplements on the market that offer as many benefits as fish oil. Fish oil is reported to help relieve symptoms of arthritis, swollen joints, dermatitis, psoriasis, and inflammatory disorders, and can help maintain healthy eye function, brain function, cholesterol level, nervous and cardiovascular systems. That's quite a list. So, regardless of who you are, there's a good chance you can benefit too.
Are you buying a True Blue Aussie fish oil? Don't be a few stubbies short of a six-pack. Get Healthy Care Fish Oil. It helps maintain normal healthy brain function, plus it's Australian-made and owned. You beauty. So go on, help support your body and country with Healthy Care Fish Oil. Get 400 caps for the fair dinkum price of just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Another great Aussie. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Plumbers, electricians and builders do it. Tradies, welders and concreters do it. Even smart DIYers do it. So why don't you do it? Make your next job easy and hire it at Kennards Hire. Kennards make every job easy with quality, reliable equipment and fast delivery, whether it's laying a path or building a factory. So go on, make your next job easy with Kennards Hire. 135 135. That's 135 135. Kennards make your
job easy. Tony Barlow Menswear, up to 50% off end of financial year clearance, is on now. Save up to 50% off all world-class brands. Don't miss out on the up to 50% end of financial year clearance on now at all Tony Barlow Menswear stores.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Rotary Ho. Let's go to Steve of Caramar. G'day, Steve. Are you there, Steve? Hello, Steve. Are you there? Okay, well, we'll just... Grumpy's going to give him another call. So we'll go to... Who is it? Sheree of Forestfield. G'day, Sheree.
Hi. I have two questions, actually. One's for me, one's for my daughter. I have a rental property which was a vacant block next to me. It was vacant for probably a good couple of years. We've done all the fencing on it, and I've been trying to claim his portion of the fence. Mm-hmm. Haven't got any luck. The owners are no longer living there. They rented it out. I've been through a real estate agent, and all she's doing is forwarding the emails on, and she can't give me any further information on contacting them for privacy.
Okay, I think there's also a way what you can do is I think you might be able to contact the council to find out the ratepayer's address and possibly contact them direct. And
I tried that, but that didn't work. Mm. I got the address, but it's a PO box number which I sent a registered letter to. I had no luck whatsoever. I had an email address at one stage, but she doesn't work there anymore, and emails are being bounced back, so I've had to try going through the real estate agent that's handling the rental.
Okay. Sounds like you're sort of banging your head a bit.
I am, yeah. And I've gone through the bylaws and everything, and it said I can go through mediation, but if I can't get hold of the people, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You can make an application at the local court, which, you know, that normally gets people's attention. If you get one of those letters in the mail, it tends to have to appear.
She was working for a legal company, the owners.
Right.
So I'm sure that she actually realises that, and I did state that in my couple of my correspondences previously before I was not able to get any contact from them at all. So,
but you haven't made the application to the court, obviously. You just sort of suggested that you might do that. Yeah, you're a bit stuck by the sounds of it, Cherie, that you can't really go anywhere else other than that next step if you've come up against a roadblock each and every time. But I certainly would maybe try speaking to the principal of the agency that's looking after the management next door, because they might actually have a bit more clout in terms of contacting. With a property manager, and of course, Carly would attest to this, property managers are pretty busy people, and they've got lots of other things on their plate, and sometimes things like this, it is easier just to send on an email and just sort of do that but not really work it very hard for you, so because they're acting for their client and they're not acting for you, of course. So
okay. I'll do that one. Okay, the other one was my daughter's one, which has a young
hang on, can you just hang on a sec?
Yep.
We've got a cross line here, so I'm going to put you on hold.
It's quite nice music.
That Steve's number was giving us all sorts of problems, and now he's on hold, and we will... So you back there, Cherie?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry about that, but what happened with the previous caller? He's somehow or other his number got stuck on our system. Yeah, he put us on hold. So sorry, keep going.
Okay. The other one is a Colourbond fence at my daughter's house. That has a gum tree that's planted, and the fence is literally tipping over. They were sent a letter probably 7 years ago, and they chopped the top of it down. We thought they'd actually cut the tree out, but they didn't. She rented the house for about 5 years, moved back into it now, and the fence has a huge big bow, and all the paving is lifting. They have sent letters to that tenant on behind them, and we don't think there's anybody there, or we think they're FIFOs, but we've had no luck with that. So now we don't know what we're supposed to do with that one.
Okay, so the gum tree is on the neighbouring property?
It is.
Okay.
And it's pushing the fence and it's lifting all the pavers.
You can actually if it's over onto, it's encroaching and or causing damage to your daughter's property, you can rectify it and make it their problem, essentially. It's a bit like when there's a big branch hanging over your from your neighbour.
You can cut it off.
You can cut it off and throw it over the fence.
Yeah,
they did that.
And keep the lemons.
I did tell them that's the first thing they did because it's hanging over their patio area, and it was absolutely mess. So he cut it all off, threw it over there. Still have had no response from them whatsoever.
Okay, again, it might be sort of the route that you have to go down to meet that sort of...
We did that about 4 years ago, and it's all grown back. We actually lifted the paving up, cut it all down, cut it back, you know, and we put a little bit of stuff in there to stop that, hopefully. But, in the 4 years, it's, and as I said, it was rented, and now she's moved back into it late last year. And
But you're not getting any... So the neighbouring property, you don't know who lives there? Do you?
No, but the letter's been going in the letterbox and the mail's being emptied, but we just think they're fly in, fly out, they don't care sort of thing, because the house is really vacant lots of times.
Well, they might be tenants, so they don't care even less.
Exactly.
Look, that's a tricky one, Cherie. Really, try to go to your local government on that one again first.
Okay.
To see, you know, what they recommend can be done. Because depending on which local government area it is, they have different policies about how they approach those matters.
Definitely. And it sounds like with both cases, with both fences and trees, you've got to take the next step, I think. You've really got to take that next step and do what you can to get that money in and get it sorted.
Yeah, we wish you all the best with that one, Cherie. That is a real tricky one. Now, keep your fingers crossed, folks. Are you there, Steve of Carramar?
Yes, he is.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello, Steve.
We just bought an investment property in Carramar.
Now you're breaking up. We're having a lot of luck with you today, Steve. It's all bad.
Can you get me now?
Yeah, don't move. Well, you're driving, I suppose you have to. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
An investment property on the corner of Marmion Avenue and in Kareen on Reed Highway. It's a two-bedroom apartment there. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that sort of area.
Look, I actually think that particular area sort of around that Marmion Avenue is really still very strong. You know, which side of the street are you?
It's on the west side of Marmion Avenue. Yeah.
On the west side, northwest or southwest? Not that it matters much.
No.
It's southwest. It's a new complex showing up there.
Yeah, so you're on the beach side, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. Look, I think it's good, particularly these areas where historically they've just been single residential, and then now they're, you know, local governments are having to comply with the Directions 2031 documentation or policy setting from the government. Means that there's going to be a lot more of these sorts of developments in what otherwise was single residential areas. And I think diversity of housing stock is a good thing. And I think it brings a different element to these areas, which traditionally were you know, just leafy suburb, I guess. So, look, I think probably a longer-term hold. How long have you had the property, Steve?
Oh, well, it's not finished yet.
Oh, okay. You're not likely to be able to, if you wanted to, say, realise the asset now, like you probably bought it, 2 years ago, roughly?
Yeah, about two.
Yeah, so you bought it 2 years ago. There's no speculation in this sector of the market at the moment. It's probably worth marginally less what you probably paid for it, I'd imagine. So you're going to have to ride it out unless you want to take the loss. But, you know, everyone's in that boat at the moment. The next challenge will be to get yourself a good tenant. But it's a new property, so, of course, there's cardinal
test. New properties attract really nice sort of good tenants as well. People like fresh, modern apartments, easy to maintain as well, less garden. So, yeah, no, you probably get some nice professional people in there and they'll
look after it. Close to just about everything, too.
Yeah, it's a really good spot. But it's a long-term hold, Steve. It's not going to be growing much any time soon because there'll be more supply coming on in that sector of the market. And demand, as we know, is pretty soft.
Yep.
All right, mate.
Yeah, just one quick one. What about rentals in that area? Is it, you know, would it be easy enough to rent, do you think, or is it sort of sought-after area?
It is.
Over to you, Kayleigh.
Okay, as long as you're priced right for the sort of current market, so you're not overpricing and sort of pushing yourself out of competition.
No happy pricing.
Yeah, no happy pricing. You've got to be very realistic. You've got to do your research and see what's available and what's around and what you're up against. But yeah, we're definitely finding tenants in the northern suburbs are still renting as long as the price is right and you've got a nice property. So, yeah.
You could consider, Steve, possibly also talking to some local agents, some local REWA member agents there, in and around there, getting them to give their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just necessarily go with the one that says, I can get you this amount of rent, which is higher than everybody else's opinion. Make sure you avoid that. Yep. And you might actually even ask the question, look, it would be better to furnish it or unfurnish it? Because mm-hmm. sometimes in given markets, there'll be more demand for one thing either mm-hmm. either furnished or unfurnished. So yep. ask those sorts of questions.
Okay, thank you.
On your Steve. Thank you very much indeed, mate. Thanks for your call. 922-118-882. The time is getting away from us, but we've got time for your call. If you call very, very quickly, we've got a nice text which has come in that says, unsigned Department of Housing. They make their own rules. Well, they probably do as well. Now, in the studio, we've got Kaylee Holmes from De Freitas and Ryan, and, of course, we've got the president of REWA, Hayden Groves. So they're ready, willing and more than able to answer your questions.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
It's Chris Elsley. Coming up on Perth Tonight, author Graham Potts will be talking military intelligence and his new book, No Free Man. We'll also be joined by our antiques and collectibles man, Matt Donnelly. Dave Hilliard from Consumer Protection will be in, and a little bit of manipulation with our physiotherapist, Andrew Thompson. Plus Ben Aylett talking technology and Carol Lee with her regular segment.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley. Back Monday night from 8 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Do you know how much sugar is in your kids' vitamin gummies? Blackmores Kids Vitamin C Plus Zinc Gummies have less than 0.5 grams of sugar and no artificial colours, flavours or sweeteners. And kids love the taste. Help support their immune health with Blackmores Kids Vitamin C Plus Zinc Gummies. Just $6.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Save $7. Always read the label, use only as directed. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Savings calculated off supplier RRP. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Woolworths Big Night In is back. Let's pick up the action.
Our shopper's moving up the aisle. He picks up the chips, crosses over and takes it straight to the basket and slams it in. What a way to land in this week's draw to win one of seven ultimate sports holidays.
This week it's the basketball in Rio, valued up to $55,000. This is big.
Simply buy any three participating products from eligible brands such as Coca-Cola, Cadbury and Smith's in-store or online. Enter at woolworths.com.au/BNI to go in the draw or win instantly.
Only at Woolworths.
They say that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. So why not react now to the special end of financial year offer at 50upclub.com.au. Join the club and take up the exclusive life insurance offer with Noble Oak in June. You'll get a 20% discount for the life of the policy, plus you'll pay no premium for your first month. Noble Oak has been around for 137 years. Naturally, the rest of us won't be, so plan ahead. Get a quick quote and see for yourself at 50upclub.com.au. Any general advice provided by 50 Up Club Proprietary Limited does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. You should consider whether the advice is right for you and read the financial services guide and product disclosure statement at 50upclub.com.au.
In the Weekend West. Holidays with dogs. Great ideas for pet-friendly accommodation in the southwest. Out of the Shadows. Actress Megan Fox shows us why there's more to her than lip gloss and tight jeans. Also in the Weekend West, Cool Change. Cable knits and nautical looks for winter. Plus your guide to what's on this WA day holiday. Only in the Weekend West.
If you live on a block with your house at the front and not much out the back, you've probably thought about developing. Building a property to sell or rent is an excellent investment, but there's always the barrier of the second mortgage. We can fix that.
Damien!
While New Choice develops and builds on your block, they'll cover the cost of your second mortgage. Barrier gone.
Nice work, Damien!
So what's stopping you now? NewChoiceDevelopments.com.au. Conditions apply.
During the BMW End of Financial Year Sales Festival, the recommended drive-away price on your perfect BMW is reduced by an amount equal to the GST. Offer available for a limited time at your preferred Perth BMW dealer. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes BMW M models and X1.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, there is, Cesare, and after the 10 o'clock news, it'll be Saturday morning at the footy. Carl will probably pop in and tell us what's going on in the program very, very soon. As usual, Hayden and Kaylee, you'll get used to this. There's a rush. It's rush hour here, happy hour right now. David of Canning Vale. G'day, David.
Yeah, how you going?
Good. Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Just wondering, like, the market's in Perth been pretty soft for a while. Just when do you think it's going to start to turn around and start to sort of...
Well, David,
I know you haven't got a crystal ball, but...
No, I think, which is unfortunate.
We're very lucky because Kaylee has.
Wait there, I'll just get it out my bag for
yeah.
you.
But, David, look, we need something to give us a shot in the arm in the Perth market. So something needs to happen in the economy more broadly. And our population is the main issue here. You know, our population went from... 3 years ago, we had 1,500 people a week coming to Perth, and now we've got 150. So the fact is that there's just the soft demand... excess supply. I think realistically, we're not going to see any significant change in this market in a positive way for the next 12 months to 18 months.
So there you go, David. We've got to move on because we've got a lot of calls. And coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the footy with Carl Engdon and the boys. How are you, mate?
Good, half, and looking forward to having a chat about the footy that's upcoming. Last night's game, Richmond decimated. I still think they should increase the list, don't you? Have 26 blokes in a team. Why not? Why not allow more players play?
You're about trained Chapman. To play?
I beg your pardon?
You're talking about Chaplin as last-minute replacement.
No, I'm talking about Richmond losing four blokes last night and having no bench. Didn't you see the game last night?
Yeah, I saw it last night, but are you saying that now we need to change the rules just because...
No, not change the rules. I'm suggesting going forward what we need to do is look at increase... The attrition rate's enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, Fremantle have got 14 blokes on the injury list. Half of Gold Coast are injured.
Malthouse has been saying this for 10 years.
Yeah, but forget about Mick. It's not about Mick.
That's about you.
It's about us. It's about our opinions, not Mick's opinion, half. And everybody else's this morning. So we'll do that. Yeah, go on, you're busy.
We are. Thanks, mate. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the Feetball. Gary of Queen's Park. G'day, Gary.
G'day, guys. I spoke to you some time back about this problem. We had the tenants from hell that were living next door to us. Mm. The party animals all night and all day sort of thing. Police sort of virtually lived there, trying to calm them down and quieten them down. The owner and the real estate man has had more breach notices served on them than he can count. They're now not paying the rent. They went to court on Wednesday and they've been ordered to vacate, and they've just got no intentions of going anywhere. So I think people should understand that all this investment thing is not always good.
No,
unfortunately you can get a few sort of bad eggs and they sort of do put a dampener on it.
And you get a few, Gary, and look, thanks for calling and pointing it out, because unfortunately, if for example right now you've got a tenant that stopped paying rent, starting to damage the property, and you need to go to the court in order to get an application to have them removed. It can take. That process probably started 6 months ago. I've heard of cases at the moment where we're trying to get tenants out of properties because of their default defalcations, and it can be September, October, before you get in front of a magistrate. So there's a lot of blockages in the system, Gary, and unfortunately, you're nearly at the end. The good news is you're nearly at the end of it.
Definitely. And if they've been issued that order to vacate the property on a certain date and they don't, the agents then have the next steps to apply for a bailiff to come and remove them from the property. Mm. So hang in there. In a couple of weeks' time, hopefully, it'll all get sorted out for you and you'll be living a lot happier.
Good on you, Gary. Time for just one more call. Oh, and it's Dale of Woodvale. How are you, Dale?
Morning.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Hayden. I was at the start of the show. You mentioned that negative gearing, and in the 80s or early 90s, it drove Perth rents up.
Yes.
But you made the statement that it doubled rents. Rents didn't double when negative gearing was introduced. But the other thing you mentioned.
Have you got some figures to back that up, Dale?
REWA's chart. A couple of things REWA say. It'll cause prices to drop down. Now, on REWA's web page, there's a chart that goes from 1972 through to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It actually shows Perth prices rising when negative gearing was introduced on your own chart, on your website. And same with the rent chart that you have. But the other thing that you said was rents only went up in Sydney and in Perth.
Mm.
Now, it's stands to reason that if negative gearing was the thing that drove rents up, it would have gone up in Adelaide, but it actually fell in Adelaide. It would have gone up in Melbourne.
And this is my and that's right, Dale. And I think and that's
Brisbane
a good
rents fell.
Look, it's so, a good point that you raise.
Someone in the real estate industry could say in Brisbane that negative gearing actually helped rents come down.
Mm. Look, I think, Dale, that just very quickly, because we've got to go, unfortunately, but the thing about this is that this is my whole point, is that we need to have a proper look at the impact of changing the negative gearing settings right now. So you can't just because of what is happening in Sydney right now in terms of that very buoyant market, make a policy change that might affect other parts of the Australian market. So that's why we're saying at the moment we need to have a proper look at the entire structure of negative gearing rather than have this sort of this debate around moving it in one or developing a policy that relates to just one particular area. So I think your points are very valid, Dale, and I thank you for the call.
Good on you, Dale. Thank you very much. We've got to go because we're on the blocks. Kayleigh, just give us an idea how we can get in touch with you at your branch of De Freitas and Ryan.
Yep, so we're up DeFreitas and Ryan in Wanneroo. We're on Wanneroo Road, right next to the showground. We're on 9306 1202.
Lovely. We'll have you on the program again if you'll
no
agree
worries.
To come in. Good
of
on
course.
You. And how is Deatherage Groves real estate going down in Frio?
Well, Frio's going very nicely. Actually, Harvey, particularly South Fremantle, Fremantle, East Fremantle, all areas that went ahead in the March quarter. In fact, South Fremantle topped the list in terms of those transactional activities and going very well. So if anybody needs to get in touch with me, ask any questions about property matters, 9336 1166.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming in. We'll have you in again, of course, soon in your capacity as El Presidente. Thank you very much to Grumpy for producing the program. Our winner today of $100 is Celia, who had an off-the-plan query for us, and she was our first caller, so you've won $100. Thanks very much to our good friends at Summit Projects, division of Summit Homes. Thanks again to our guests. Thanks to most of all, to our listeners for joining us today. Stand by now for the news, and following the news, it'll be Carl and the boys with Saturday Morning at the Football.